Today is the Feast of the Holy Name of Jesus. It is also the Vigil of the Epiphany, and there will be a proper last gospel at the end of Mass today. It is also Vocation Sunday, and I ask that you please offer your Mass and Holy Communion for more vocations to the priesthood and religious life, and join us in the prayer after Mass for this intention. Now, there is no bulletin this week, but St. Pius V School will reopen on Wednesday at the regular time in the morning. And so there will be Mass here at the chapel tomorrow and Tuesday at 8 a.m., and there will be Mass at the school at 11:20 on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And there will be the normal schedule for confessions Friday night here at the chapel at 6:30 p.m., and on confessions after Mass on Saturday, which is, the Mass will start at 8 a.m. This year, the March for Life in Washington, D.C. will be on Wednesday, January 22nd. Please sign up in the bookstore to reserve a seat on the bus. It will be $25 for an adult and $10 per child. If you have any questions, please contact Mr. Arthur Perazzi. We would also ask for your help in the regular cleaning and upkeep of the chapel. If you are even available to come just once a month to do this, please sign up in the sheet in the back of the chapel. The epistle for the Feast of the Holy Name of Jesus is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4. In those days, Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said to them, "Ye princes of the people and ancients, hear. If we this day are examined concerning the good deed done to the infirm man, by what means he hath been made whole, be it known to you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God hath raised from the dead, even by him this man standeth here before you whole. This is the stone which was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given to men whereby we must be saved." In the Holy Gospel, taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 2. At that time, after 8 days were accomplished, that the child should be circumcised, his name was called Jesus, which was called by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. As far as the words of the Holy Gospel. And his name was called Jesus. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, this morning I would like to tell you about the great saint and martyr, St. John de Brébeuf, and how we may imitate him in his reverence for the Holy Name. St. John de Brébeuf arrived in the New World on the 19th of June in the year 1625. He was the first of those 8 Jesuit martyrs to set foot in North America. St. John heroically labored for the Indians for almost 24 years until his martyrdom in 1649. And the tortures he suffered before his death are beyond belief. It was on a Tuesday morning, March 16th, when the Iroquois Indians attacked the village in which Father Brébeuf and Father Gabriel Lalemant were stationed. The Jesuit missionaries actually had a chance to escape, but being good shepherds, they remained with their flock until the end. Thus, the 2 priests, along with some Christian Huron Indians, were captured by the Iroquois. They were dragged to a neighboring village which had been previously sacked by the Indians. On entering the village, the missionaries were met with a shower of stones, and heavily beaten with sticks and clubs. And then the Iroquois led the two Jesuits into a large cabin. And as they entered the cabin, the two priests saw six torture poles with fires burning around them. Father Brebeuf and Father Lalemant spoke words of consolation to the Christian Huron Indians, who they saw were huddled in a corner. The brave missionaries encouraged them to offer up their sufferings to Almighty God. Father Brebeuf spoke about heaven and the great rewards that awaited them. He said to them, "Let us die in our faith. The sufferings will end with our lives. The grandeur which follows will never have an end." And full of rage and hatred, the evil Iroquois pounced on Father Brebeuf as lions pounce on their prey. So gruesome and horrific were the tortures the Iroquois had planned for their captives. They first broke the bones in his hands and tore out his fingernails. They then dragged St. John to one of the torture poles. And as they did, St. John de Brebeuf embraced the pole and reverently kissed it. They fastened his wrists to the post. Then they put burning sticks about his feet and ran flaming torches up and down his legs and around his neck. And then they struck his flesh with hatchets and knives. As you can imagine, his body became one bloody spectacle. The barbaric Indians were determined to make him cry for mercy. But the only cry that came from his lips was the holy name of Jesus. "Jesus, Jesus, have mercy on us," he repeated over and over. And by saying this most holy name, he encouraged the Christian Hurons who were to suffer similar tortures. They kept repeating the martyr's prayer. And in order to silence the saint, the Iroquois cut away his upper lip. Then they hung a collar of six red-hot hatchets around Father Brebeuf's neck. They hung three in the back and three in the front. And so if he would lean forward, the hatchets would burn his back. And if he leaned backwards, the three in the front would burn his stomach. But their mockery and hatred of the Jesuit missionaries knew no bounds. They had invented a new torture. Inspired by Satan, they slowly poured a kettle of scalding hot water over his head. And they said mockingly, "We baptize you." Such were the tortures of St. John de Brebeuf under the hands of the Iroquois. But in the midst of all these dreadful sufferings, not one word of complaint came from his lips. Neither was there a word of enmity nor bitterness found in his enemies. Rather, St. John prayed for his torturers. In imitation of his divine Savior, he prayed for his enemies. And he prayed the holy name of our Savior, which had always been on his lips in life and now at his death. He prayed, "Jesus, have mercy on us. Jesus, have mercy on us." And finally, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on that March 16th, his hours of torture came to an end. The great St. John de Brebeuf received the glorious reward which our divine Savior promised to all those who suffer for his name. Now, my dear friends, the holy name of Jesus means Savior. From the Hebrew language, the holy name literally means God saves. And it is a most fitting name for the Son of God, for it perfectly expresses His mission. It is most fitting because Son of God came to save mankind from their sins. And it is a name which came from heaven. An angel appeared to Saint Joseph in his sleep, and he said to him, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." And thus our divine Savior came down from heaven and saved his people by shedding his most precious blood. Every year the church celebrates the feast of the Holy Name at the beginning of January, and even dedicates the entire month of January to the Holy Name. And she does this to impress upon us its great importance. The Holy Name is so powerful. And it is so powerful because by it we call upon the Son of God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, true God and true man. And we ask Him to be our Savior. We ask Him to wash away our sins with His most precious blood. In the Acts of the Apostles, St. Peter, the first Pope, speaking of the Holy Name, said, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given to men whereby we must be saved." My dear friends, how many people today disgrace and blaspheme our Savior's holy name? We hear His name used in vain on the streets, in movies, and on TV. He is mocked and disgraced. We cannot be a part of this irreverence and blasphemy, because it offends our Lord so much. We must say the Holy Name rather with reverence and devotion. We must pray it from our hearts, and we must bow our heads each time we say it or hear it. For it is said to say that many Catholics fail to do this. And let us never forget that when we do invoke the holy name of Jesus, we ask the Son of God to be our Savior. We ask Him to wash our souls in His most precious blood. So let us take to heart the example of St. John de Brébeuf. He had many extraordinary things to suffer from his enemies. But in imitation of His divine Savior, He suffered from His enemies without complaint. He suffered from them without the least bit of revenge in His heart. And by pronouncing the holy name of Jesus, He received the grace to persevere in His martyrdom. He prayed for His enemies, and He encouraged those around Him to persevere. Let us then frequently invoke the holy name of Jesus. Say it reverently and devoutly. Say it often throughout the day in the midst of your daily duties. And if you do happen to hear it used in vain, say it with reverence to make up for those who have misused it. Let us make it a habit throughout our lives, for if we do, it will surely be on our lips at the moment of death, just as it was on the lips of St. John de Brébeuf. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.